Track 4.4.
You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two friends discussing how they did in a geography examination.
Hi, Maggie. Wow, that was a tough exam.
Oh, you're not wrong about that, Daniel. I was really hoping that there'd be one question at least about the Andes Mountains, but no such luck. All we got was the Alps. Mr. Arkwright told us to expect the Alps. I guess I should have listened to him. As it was, I had to answer the question about the Great Lakes in Canada, and I'm not sure how well I did on that one.
Well, you know, you're right. Our teacher was pretty smart with that tip. I revised the Alps because of what he said. But even so, it was a hard question, wasn't it?
I don't know. I didn't even attempt to answer it. But you know, even though it was a tough exam with some really tricky questions, you'd have to say it was pretty fair overall.
Really? There was absolutely nothing about China and the rivers, and that was part of the syllabus. We spent about a month studying all that stuff.
Yeah, but you can't really complain, Daniel. I mean, the idea is to find out how well we have studied the whole syllabus, not just some bits of it.
I suppose so. But it's just my luck that the things I'm really good at didn't come up.
Well, I'm sure you didn't mess it up entirely. You're good at this stuff, and you write well, so I'm sure the examiners are going to give you a good mark, no matter how badly you think you've done.
You know, Maggie, you're always the best when it comes to keeping my spirits up. I'm so lucky to have you as a friend.
Extract 2. You hear two people talking about a car accident involving the man's sister.
Hi, John. What's up? You don't look so well.
I've just got back from the hospital. My sister was in a pretty serious car accident this afternoon.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that. Is she okay?
Well, yes. It didn't look too good at the beginning. I mean, when they first got her to the hospital. But the staff were brilliant, and now she seems to be stable. They're keeping her under observation, and it looks like she'll be there for at least a week. But, fingers crossed, she'll be all right.
Yes, fingers crossed. But what happened?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I wasn't there at the time. But from what I understand, she was driving along just outside town when there was a motorbike that suddenly pulled out in front of her from a side street. She had to swerve to avoid him, and there was a car coming the other way, so they crashed. And it doesn't look like she was speeding or anything, nor the other car.
That's horrendous. She could have been killed by the sound of it.
Well, that's right. But fortunately, it didn't turn out like that. As luck would have it, there was another car driving along the same road that witnessed the accident, and the driver immediately phoned for help, and so an ambulance got there very quickly. Otherwise, well, I don't like to think. They found her unconscious.
And the driver of the other car?
He was in luck. Well, not in one sense, of course. But apparently, he walked away completely unharmed.
Well, I hope everything goes well for your sister. Please let me know how she's getting on.
I will. Thank you.
Extract 3. You hear two people talking about photographs of wild animals and birds.
Jake, how was your holiday?
Hi, Jilly. It was brilliant. You know, I'm a photography freak, right? I got some great shots of animals and birds. Botswana is such a fantastic place for wildlife photography. Would you like to see some of them?
Absolutely. Are those your pictures on your tablet?
Yep. Just a moment. Right. Here we go. First one. Oh, right. This is of an eagle that I saw sitting on a branch at the top of a tree near our lodge. It's called an African fish eagle. It's quite rare to see it so close up, so, you know, I got a bit lucky. But the best bit was actually getting the shot. I clicked, and seconds later, the bird upped and flew away.
It's so beautiful, and the photo's fantastic. How do you do that?
Well, it's a matter of having the right equipment. I mean, when I was there, I walked around all the time with a big 400mm lens on my camera. You know, just in case I got lucky and spotted something.
But I'm sure it's more than that, isn't it? I mean, you have to know how to take photographs, right? Angles and stuff. And you have to know about, what is it? Apertures and exposures?
Yes, that kind of thing. But you know, after a while, you get to know how to do it. It's a matter of equipment together with a lot of practice and, well, sometimes it's luck too. I mean, lots of times I see something and I don't have a lot of time to think. I just click and hope. But other photos, like this one here, this is a butterfly that I saw. I had to sit and wait for about 20 minutes before it landed on this flower and I could get the shot.
Jake, this is amazing.